You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Imquinto 24. You publish it, you'll sell it. And indeed, a very good morning, boys and girls, and welcome to today's breakfast show with me, Jerry D, here on 89.3 Cool FM. Great to be with you. It is a Monday morning. Yes, we've done the whole loop, but back to Monday. And it is the 17th of October. Let's take a look, shall we? Just take a look at some of the things relevant to the date, 17th of October. And we're going to start with the International Day. This is for the eradication of poverty. Loyalty Day being celebrated today in Argentina. National Police Day in Thailand. Edge Day. Now, this is, it says here, Straight Edge Movement, a subculture of hardcore punk, whose adherents refrain from using alcohol, tobacco, and other recreational drugs. Heroes Day today, celebrated on the third Monday in October, that's in Jamaica. And lastly, for now, Mother's Day, celebrated on the third day in October, and that's in Argentina. So for all our Argentinian listeners this morning, happy Mother's Day.
Good morning, world.
Good morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
the best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
When's that?
open to a paradise with these two hands. The touch of your skin make my body go numb. I'm thinking to myself with my dream come true, but it's a gun. You never give me a chance to tell you how I feel. The moments we had were too precious to kill.
Oh, when it's cloudy.
A little bit early for it. Right now, looking out the studio window, we've just got cloudy, cloudy. Looks like the sun breaks in it. That's Aqua and Good Morning Sunshine, starting us off on a Monday morning. Just doesn't get much better than that, does it? By the way, they were a Danish-Norwegian band, Aqua, and that was off of their debut album, which was called Aquarium in 1997. 7 minutes after the hour, 6 o'clock on this morning's breakfast show. I shall be awake in a few moments' time, don't worry. And there we go. That is Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds. It's called Black Star Dancing. And I tell you what, we're going to make our way to shower time, shall we? This is going to take us there. Sugar Ray. So come on, get the old soap on a rope out. Get ready. Shampoo. Scrubbing brush. There you go, that's exactly what he's doing, isn't it? He's fading away, is our Sugar Ray. Fading away into difference. That was Sugar Ray and Someday. Time on the Breakfast Show, it is, we're very efficient this morning, it is exactly 15 minutes after the hour, 6 o'clock. Talk about efficient. That's not like us, is it? In the shower this morning, what have we got for you? Oh, we've got a bit of Go West. Coming from the Pet Shop Boys, of course.
We find a place where there's so much space. And the pace that keeps rustling just to see.
You don't know where they're going. They're going west, and that's it. That was the Pet Shop Boys in the shower with you this morning. And that is now brought us to 20 minutes after the hour of 6. Of course, it was originally a song by the Village People, and that was in 1979 when they released that. And it was in 1992 when the Pet Shop Boys were asked by Derek Jarman to perform at an AIDS charity event in the Hacienda nightclub. That's in Manchester. Chris Lowe of the duo selected Go West as the song that they would perform. Though singer Neil Tennant was unable to remember the lyrics during the performance, the two decided to record it as a single. The original single version of the song, set for an earlier release in 1992 as a non-album single, was never used. However, both this extended dance mix and its similarly unreleased B-side, Forever in Love, which was an edited version, was released on Very Relentless, and that was the album. That was in 1993. Great. Their version is great. I mean, both versions are great. I do like that one. Got a bit more body to it. Like me. Too much body, really. It's a Music Monday, boys and girls, so hang around. And we're here till 10 o'clock this morning, trying to entertain you as you go off to wherever it is you're going. So, hang around for as long as possible.
Now we fly through the stars, but this
Rufus and Chaka Khan and Ain't Nobody. Only me. Right, I'll tell you what, we're going to do a cover. Yeah, you know how I like my covers, don't you? One of my favourite groups of the sort of the British Invasion era, as you know, is the Kinks. And one of my favourite tracks of all time from the Kinks is Waterloo Sunset. And I was rummaging through my record collection the other day, and I came across a cover. And I had a listen. I said, you know what? This is pretty good. Kathy Dennis. There we go, rather good, isn't it? Yeah, that's Kathy Dennis and her cover of Waterloo Sunset.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inventa 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Now that you've got your house in Panama, surely you're now dealing with how the weather, the high humidity and saltpeter affects your walls, your doors and outdoor fences. Well, that stops now with Intemperie, the fencing specialist. If you seek security, privacy, and low-cost maintenance, you'll find all that in the various models offered and built in PVC and low-carbon steel. Intemper Perrier has it all, from your typical picket fence, railings, semi-private and private fences. You can contact Intemper Perrier, the fencing specialist, through WhatsApp at the number 62874042, or follow them on Instagram at Tienders Intemper Perrier.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
And indeed, boys and girls, keep an eye on the time. We're just making our way to 29 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock. And looking at some of the local news for this morning, as always, we'll look at this in more detail at 8 and 9 o'clock this morning. Starting off with the Chamber of Commerce, Industries and Agriculture of Panama with their weekly report. They reiterated that for several weeks it has been raised the need for us as a state to confront once and for all and carry out actions that present solutions to the country's structural problems. The union specified that at this time the main issue that must be addressed is the situation of the Social Security Fund. The diagnoses are presented and it's time to take action, expressed the CCIAP. Some 187,644 migrants heading to the United States have arrived in Panama this year, and so far this October, 36,062 have passed, mostly Venezuelans. This was announced by the Minister of Public Security, Juan Manuel Pino, during a work tour of the province of Darien, bordering Colombia. Senor Pino, he said that we spoke with migrants, mostly Venezuelans, who told us that after the announcement by the United States, many of them made the decision to return to their country. However, others continue the journey, explained the minister. Last Wednesday, the United States announced that new measures would be in place to control Venezuelan migration, a program that gives legal status for 2 years to those who arrive by plane, and the immediate expulsion of most of those who cross the border through Mexico. Poverty, job instability, food shortages, uncertain markets, climate change, and Russia's invasion of Ukraine are the main reasons linked to hunger. The health crisis caused by the COVID-19 pandemic jeopardized progress in the sustainable development goals, such as the zero hunger goal, according to the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United States, FAO, the acronym in English. In Panama, there were 200,000 hungry Panamanians, 5.8% of the total population, at the end of 2021. In the group of undernourished Panamanians, 60%, or 6 out of 10, are concentrated in the indigenous comarcas, and 40%, the rest is in the rural areas of the provinces of Panama and Colón. Now, in the case of Panama, the index of the population with hunger decreased from 7.5% in 2019 to 5.8% in 2021. This is attributed to a growth in the production of food grains and poultry, in addition to the aggressive social security or the social policy of the solidarity plan promoted by the government. In 2019, the hungry Panamanian population was estimated at about 300,000 people. That is, until 2021, it decreased by about 100,000 people. A man allegedly linked to the recent robbery of the El Ingeniero Savings Bank in Betania will be provisionally detained. This was decided by the guarantee judge of the First Judicial Circuit of Panama, Maylin Hine, in a hearing which was held yesterday, Sunday. This citizen was apprehended the morning of Saturday in an operation carried out in the San Isidoro sector of San Miguelito. The Panamanian delegation performed at the 12th South American Games in Asunción for 2022, closed with the partation and a good taste in the mouth thanks to athletes which provided two more medals, one gold and the other bronze. It was Charmar Chambers from Colón who climbed to the top of the podium in the 800 meter dash, winning gold with a time of 1 minute 46.99 seconds. In addition to Chambers, two other golds came through, women's boxing with Athiana Bailon and Taekwondo in a traditional Pu-Mathay modality with Daniela Rodriguez. In addition, there was a silver and eight bronzes. On Repeat is the title of the new song that Panamanian artist Edward Jose of the pop genre is promoting these days. And he says here the composition of the song had the collaboration of also Panamanian Angel D. Now, this is the first time I've composed together, and I thought to achieve a different result. The process had to be different, and I think it showed in how it turned out. I've got that somewhere. I'll probably give it a spin later. A fire was recorded on the afternoon of Sunday, and this was in a commercial premises located in the Calle Uruguay sector in Bella Vista. This was reported by the Panamanian Fire Department on its Twitter account. No injuries had been reported. I think they got that soon under control. That's it. That's some of the news stories for us this morning, our Monday morning, and we'll take a look at those in more detail 8 and 9 o'clock. Don't forget, 7, we'll take a look at some of the international headlines, and 7.30, some of the business. And in between that, we'll take a look at the weather. And our studio window report says, very cloudy. Sorry about that. You will need an umbrella with you today, Paraguay.
Music get to you like it's so bad at all.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Jerry D.
We started, of course, with Michael Jackson, Off the Wall, and following on M People and Moving On Up. Time on The Breakfast Show, 16 before 7. I was just taking a rummage, as I do, and I was looking this morning at my Senior Moments calendar. I normally try and look every day, but I keep forgetting, which is probably why it's called a Senior Moments calendar. But I like this one. This is from author Louise Wise. I guess it's from a book that says, funny, you don't look like a grandmother. What she says is that all of a sudden, I'm older than my parents, when I thought they were old. I know how you feel.
Tales of home, what's that flower you have on? Could it be a faded rose from days gone by? And did I hear you say, he wasn't meeting you here today? To take you to his mansion in the sky. We'll be right back.
nice version. That's a Ski Whiff there, and that is called Delta Dawn. Good version of theirs, I think it is. 10 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. What we got lined up for you today, say it is a Music Monday. We try and do that on a Monday, and also if we can on a Friday, just to help me get through the week. Today, what have we got in store for you, me, and the music? We'll be checking, of course, with Ingrid later on this morning for her everyday story of country folk. Yasmin's Woods, we'll be chatting with Yasmin, see how her weekend went. And no doubt, probably a couple of tracks of Born on This Day music. People have been born on the 17th of October in the music business. And let me see what else. Oh, I tell you what, how was your weekend? You have a good time over the weekend? My weekend was busy. I sort of went into the weekend with a bit of intrepidation. Of course, there was so much to do. And got through the weekend, got everything done. We were out on Saturday. We went to the British Chamber of Commerce Family Day out there in the afternoon of Saturday. And that was very pleasant. Nice to see some people that hadn't seen for quite some time. Met some new people as well. Nice out there. The only trouble is, now this was, we got there around about... we were getting on for about 3:30, I suppose. Perhaps a little bit later than that, by the time. It was over 45 minutes just to get across the bridge on a Saturday afternoon. And it's not just sort of queuing in the bridges. You've got to sort of try and dodge all these holes in the road, haven't you? If you go out with kids, you know, especially if you've got little babies, be careful. Seriously, you could lose one of them down one of those holes without any problem. Mr. Savage, Minister of the Mop. Who's going to pay for all the repairs to our suspension, our wheels, our tyres? Because your roads are not fit for purpose.
All good children need traveling shoes. Drive your problems from here. All good people read good books. Now your conscience is clear. I hear you talk, girl, now your conscience is clear. In the morning when I wipe my brow, wipe the miles away. I like to think I can be so willed and never do what you say. I'll never hear you and never do what you say. Look, my eyes just hollow grounds. Look, your love has drawn me from my hands. From my hands, you know you'll never be more than twist in my sobriety. More than twist in my sobriety. More than twist in my sobriety. From the people had at night, late at night, don't need hostility. Timid smile and pause to free. I don't care about their different thoughts. Different thoughts are good for me. Up in arms and chasing home. All God's children took their toll. Just hollow grounds. Look, your love has drawn me from my hands. From my hands, you know you'll never be more than twist in my sobriety. More than twist in my sobriety. More than twist in my sobriety. Pig out till you've seen the light. Pig out till you've seen the light. Half the people read the papers, read them good and well. pretty people, nervous people, people have got to sell, news you have to sell. Look, my eyes are just holograms. Look, your love has drawn right from my hands, from my hands. You know you'll never be more than twist in my sobriety. Sobriety. Look, my eyes are just holograms. Look, your love was drawn right from my hands. From my hands, you know you'll never be more than twists in my sobriety. More than twists in my sobriety. More than twists in my sobriety.
Anita Takaram and Twist in My Sobriety. Love that name. Anita Takaram. Sounds like a curry, doesn't it? That's the only thing with that, really. Let's slow things down a bit as we make our way up to the top of the hour with Player. Baby, come back.
You are
listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
It's not only you that gets stressed, you know, so does your car. Take it to relax and take care of itself at the best and cleanest car spa in Panama. Vale Motors in Clayton, Sweet Down Little Saber. All car services in one place. Overhaul, bodywork, oil change, car wash, suspension, tyres and brakes. And I tell you what, go along and tell them and say, hey, Jerry D sent me. And they'll give you a safety checkup and a car wash. Don't forget, give them a call, Vale Motors, 6431-0419.
Vale Motors.
Ricky, cuidado, te caes. Ay, Marta, contesta, por favor.
Hola, querido, ¿cómo estás?
Marta, me estoy volviendo loco. Los niños no se quedan quietos. Tengo que mandar un montón de documentos y planificarme para la semana. Recuerda que estoy en teletrabajo.
Ay, Richie, relájate. Solo abre el HP Smart App en tu celular. Conéctate a la impresora y podrás resolver todo.
¿Ah? ¿Qué hablas? ¿Eso qué tiene que ver con los chiquillos?
Bueno, en el app tienen plantillas para que le imprimas a los niños para que pinten. Tienen cosas de Halloween, juegos, de todo. Y luego usa esa misma app para escanear tus documentos, sacar las copias y hasta imprímete una agenda para que anotes todos tus pendientes.
¿Sabes qué? Por eso es que te amo.
Imprime, escanea y comparte con tu impresora en cualquier momento y lugar. Conoce el estado de los consumibles. Imprime cientos de plantillas divertidas. Miles de funciones al alcance de tus dedos. Conoce las promociones que DataSurf tiene para ti en impresoras HP. Todas compatibles con HP Smart desde tan solo $110. Ingresa a dspma.com y agiliza tus procesos con las impresoras HP y HP Smart.
We have the best music from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and beyond. Join us for the latest news and great interviews. The best place to be in the mornings. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Cool FM 89.3.
And it is great to be with you on this Monday morning, boys and girls. This Monday, if you just joined us, a very good morning to you. It is the 17th of October. Take a look at some of the international news for this morning, Monday morning. Russia attacked the center of Kiev during morning rush hour. This is with drones. This was on Monday and it was and shelled other cities around the country as well. The second time in a week it has unleashed strikes across Ukraine while its forces face setbacks on the battlefield. Soldiers fired into the air trying to shoot down the drones after blasts rocked the central Kiev. Residents fled for shelter. An anti-aircraft rocket could be seen streaking into the morning sky, followed by an explosion and orange flames. An official in Ukraine's presidential office said that three people were killed in an attack on a residential building in Kiev. As black smoke poured out of the windows of a blasted building, and emergency service workers toiled to douse the flames. Ukraine said that the attacks were carried out by Iran-made suicide drones, which fly to their target and detonate. And it said here, Russia's defense ministry said it had carried out a massive attack on military targets and energy infrastructure across Ukraine using high-precision weapons. Iran said on Monday that it had not provided Russia with drones to use in Ukraine. The published news about Iran providing Russia with drones was political ambitions, and it's cultivated or circulated by Western sources, and we have not provided weaponry to any side of the countries at war, said Iran's foreign ministry spokesperson Nasser Kanani, and this was during a press release conference. Eight prisoners died as a result of a fire in Tehran's Evin prison over the weekend, Iran's judiciary said on Monday, doubling the death toll from the blaze, which was has increased pressure on a government struggling to contain mass protests. The European Union prepared to slap sanctions on Iran on Monday. This was after a human rights crackdown, and several ministers warned of separate new sanctions if Tehran's involvement in Russia's war on Ukraine was proven. British lawmakers will try to oust Prime Minister Liz Truss this week, despite Downing Street's warning that it could trigger a general election, the Daily Mail has reported. More than 100 members of Parliament, this is what we call MPs, belonging to the governing Conservative Party, are ready to submit letters of no confidence in Truss to Graham Brady, the head of the Conservative Party's committee, which organises the leadership contest, the tabloid reported, quoting unnamed sources. British police are investigating the apparent assault on a protester who was videoed being beaten by several men after being dragged inside the grounds of the Chinese consulate in Manchester during a demonstration against President Xi Jinping. In video footage posted by the BBC, a man in a black cap and ponytail was hauled through a gate into the consular grounds, where he was kicked and punched by five men as he lay on the ground. And Chinese President Xi Jinping called for accelerating the building of a world-class military while touting the fight against COVID-19 as he kicked off a Communist Party Congress by focusing on security and reiterating policy priorities. Xi, who is now 69, is widely expected to win a third leadership term at the conclusion of the week-long Congress that began on Sunday morning, cementing his place as China's most powerful ruler since Mao Zedong. Brazil forward Neymar arrived at a Barcelona court on Monday to face a trial on fraud and corruption charges. This is over his transfer to Barcelona from Santos in 2013, a Reuters witness said. The complainant, Brazilian investment firm DIS, said on Thursday that it was demanding a 5-year jail term for the player. And that's it, some of the things in the international business news for this Monday morning, bringing us almost exactly to 7 minutes after the hour of seven. we go. That's a Mr. Eddie Rabbit. And that is driving my life away. And I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to find a little bit of an antidote in a minute to save us from all the bad news, see if I can find some good news. If we put a little bit of good news in, it might help. It's like getting an injection for COVID, really. Right, my next piece of music this morning, I suppose this one, I'm going to dedicate to our friend Mr. Putin, because this is where he would like to go, back to the USSR.
Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Every time you come around, you know I can't say no. Every time the sun goes down, I let you take control.
probably won't. I got nothing left to lose or use, or do my bad habits lead to I hate I
That is, don't we? Mr. Ed Sheeran. And that was Bad Habits. Before that, it was the Beatles, and Back in the USSR. To say that's where Mr. Putin hopes he'll end up. Right, let's see. Let's take a look at the weather for this morning. Our weather report looking out the studio window. Very cloudy out there this morning. Certainly looks as if there's going to be some rain coming. But we will take a look, and we're going to start off as we do over there in the province of Colón, Costa Arriba. We are looking at, for today, temperature-wise, a maximum of 30 degrees Celsius with a minimum of 20. 36 degrees will be the thermal sensation, and they will be having around about 85% relative humidity. Few showers, they reckon, during the course of this morning. This afternoon, isolated showers, and tonight, they're back to a few showers. Now, let's take a look. Let's move over to this side of the isthmus. We're looking at West Panama, 32 degrees being the maximum temperature and 23 the minimum. It's going to feel quite warm, though, at 38 degrees Celsius, the thermal sensation. Their relative humidity is at 80%. Cloudy, they reckon, this morning, this afternoon, isolated rains and thunderstorms, and tonight, isolated showers. Now, let's take a look, shall we, where we're sitting right now here in the metropolitan area. Pretty much the same as West Panama, 32 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature, and 23 the minimum. 38, to say we're going to feel quite warm at 38 degrees, because the humidity is a little bit higher here. It's 85%. Cloudy, they reckon, for this morning. Well, I can see a lot of cloud out there right now. May or may not rain. You see, yeah, look as if I think we got a good chance of some rain during the course of the morning. In the afternoon, though, of course, they reckon isolated showers with thunderstorms. And tonight, we're looking at isolated showers. Let's take a look out in the Gulf of Panama, around about the Perlis Islands in that area, 32 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature, minimum at 23. Their thermal sensation, last one of mild discomfort, and that's 39. And 90% is their relative humidity, which would explain that. So that's it. There are your forecasts for today. Now, looking at our maritime conditions, we're going to start looking at the tides with the Pacific. We got the low tide that was early this morning at 2:26. That was 1.48 metres. We're looking at high tide, that will be at 8:26 this morning, and that'll be 3.93 metres. The low tide, the second one, 2:55 in the afternoon, just before 3 o'clock, 1.34 metres. And the last high tide, we're at 9:08 tonight, and that'll be 3.72 metres. Taking a look at the Caribbean, low tide was at 1:19 this morning, minus 0.03 of a metre. High tide will be just a couple of minutes before 8 o'clock this morning, 7:58 to be precisely, and that will be 0.15 of a metre. The next low tide, that's going to be at 11:07 this morning, 0.12 of a metre, and the last high tide, that's going to be at 6:06 tonight, 0.34 of a metre. So there are the tides. Looking at the actual sea conditions for today, let's take a look, shall we, at the Caribbean. Winds not too bad, 15 to 20 kilometres an hour coming from the west at southwest with 2 foot waves. So good conditions, no warning for you there. In the afternoon, the good conditions are prevailing. The wind speed's going to drop a little bit to 10 to 15 kilometres an hour coming from the west northwest in the afternoon. Waves, they're going to stick around at 2 feet. Now, let's look at the Pacific this morning. Good conditions, 15 to 20 kilometres an hour coming from the west-southwest with 2-foot waves. In the afternoon, what do we have? We have a small craft advisory in the afternoon. I guess the winds are picking up, 25 to 30 kilometres an hour coming from the south-southwest in the afternoon. And the waves, they're going to be pretty much the same at 2 feet. So there is. That's it. There's your weather report for this Monday morning. Looks as if it might be sort of fairly miserable this morning, this afternoon, and tonight.
Stop it!
I don't care what they do to me. I'm all right. And I don't care what they say about me. I'll be fine.
Talk to them all, sir.
'Cause the music makes me feel like dancing. And my feet keep moving to the song. And through the speakers I can hear it blasting. And with the words I got to sing along, yeah. So many emotions moving my soul. Oh, so captivating, taking control. Yeah, set me free.
Show. It's better than coffee.
Chicas there and chicas all around.
there we go, two in a row. Started off with Maxi Priest and I'm Alright, featuring Shaggy on there. And second one, Merzad Marashi. Sounds like another curry, doesn't it? Yeah. Tikka Tikka Rum earlier on, and now we've had a... I'll have a plate of Marashi, please, with rice. I'm having fun. It is Monday, why not? Right, time on the breakfast show, about 29 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inventa 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Hello. Les saluda su amigo el hacker y les traigo otra de mis hazañas. Ayer tumbé al hospital más grande de la ciudad. ¿Saben cómo lo hice? Me enteré que Samantha de Recursos Humanos cumplía años. Le envié un email con un certificado de regalo de su spa favorito. Samantha se emocionó y lo imprimió ahí mismo en la impresora de la oficina. Lo que ella no sabía es que ese certificado tenía mi código malicioso. Tan pronto la impresora lo leyó, logré infiltrarme en la red del hospital. Ups, lo hice de nuevo. Ahora no solo tengo la seguridad del hospital en mis manos, sino también todos los datos de sus pacientes.
Los ciberpredadores trabajan sobre tiempo. ¿No es hora de que tu seguridad lo haga también? Con HP Wolf Security, tu empresa jamás hubiera sido penetrada. Conoce las promociones que DataServ tiene para 100 impresoras HP. Todas con HP Wolf Security desde tan solo $110. Ingresa a dspmia.com y cámbiate a las impresoras más seguras del mundo.
Now that you've got your house in Panama, surely you're now dealing with how the weather, the high humidity and saltpeter affects your walls, your doors and outdoor fences. Well, that stops now with Intemperie, the fencing specialist. If you seek security, privacy and low-cost maintenance, you'll find all that in the various models offered and built in PVC and low-carbon steel. Intemperie has it all, from your typical picket fence, railings, semi-private and private fences. You can contact Intemperie, the fencing specialist, through WhatsApp at the number 62874042 or follow them on Instagram at Tiendas Intemperie.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM.
Aha, that's me. Good morning, boys and girls. If you've just joined us, a very good morning to you. We're making our way to 28 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. Taking a look at some of the international business news for this morning. It says Europe's share bond and currency markets moved tentatively higher on Monday, helped by relief that Britain's new finance minister had quickly ripped into the unfunded tax cuts that triggered turmoil in UK assets this month. Asia's main markets had struggled overnight, but Europe's Stoxx 600 made up 0.5% early gain as both the pound and UK government bonds rallied in London. Britain's new finance minister, Jeremy Hunt, is due to make a statement around about 1000 hours GMT. He spent much of the weekend holding meetings and doing media interviews, signalling that many of the spending plans of Prime Minister Liz Truss and her predecessor would now be scrapped. US stock index futures were higher on Monday after a roller coaster week as investors focused on the third quarter earnings season to assess the impact of decades high inflation and rising interest rates on corporate profit. Major mega cap growth stocks like Apple Inc., Meta Platforms Inc., Amazon.com, and Tesla Inc. added over 1% each as the yield on US 10-year bonds dipped from Friday's levels. OPEC Plus member states lined up on Sunday to endorse the steep cut in its output target agreed this month after the White House is stepping up a war of words on Saudi Arabia, accused Riyadh of coercing some other nations into supporting the move. The United States last week said that the cut would boost Russia's foreign earnings and suggested it had been engineered for political reasons by Saudi Arabia, which on Sunday denied it was supporting Moscow in its invasion of Ukraine. Oil prices were steady on Monday as China's continuation of loose monetary policy was offset by fears that high inflation and energy costs could drag the global economy into recession. Brent crude futures rose 17 cents or 0.2% to $91.80 a barrel by 9:15 GMT, recovering from a 6.4% fall last week. U.S. West Texas Intermediate crude was at $85.67 a barrel. This is up 6 cents or 0.1% after a 7.6% decline last week. And China delayed the release of economic indicators, which was scheduled for publication this week, including its third quarter gross domestic product data due on Tuesday, according to an updated calendar on the Statistics Bureau's website. The highly unusual delay comes amid the week-long Congress of the ruling Communist Party, a twice-a-decade event that is an especially sensitive time in China. The data for third quarter gross domestic product, the GDP, originally scheduled for release at 10 a.m. On Tuesday, has been highly anticipated after the world's second largest economy grew 0.4% in the second quarter from a year earlier. United States tech giant Apple Inc. has put on hold plans to use memory chips from China's Zhangxi Memory Technologies Company in its products after Washington imposed tighter export controls against Chinese technology companies, the Nikkei reported on Monday. Apple had originally planned to start using state-funded YMTC's NAND flash memory chips as early as this year, Nikkei said, that citing people familiar with the matter. The chips were initially planned to be used only for iPhones sold in the Chinese market. And more than 40 European rivals to Google's shopping service urged EU antitrust regulators on Monday to use newly adopted tech rules to ensure the Alphabet unit complies with a 2017 EU order to allow more competition on its search page. European Commission fined Google €2.5 billion, that's around about $2.33 billion, 5 years ago, and told the firm to stop favoring its shopping service. The company subsequently said it would treat its own shopping service the same as competitors when they bid in an auction for adverts in the shopping box that appears at the top of a search page. And that's it. There we go. That's our look. Those are some of those things relevant to us here. Well, internationally, not here in Panama, internationally there on the finance scene, which is we're going to take a piece of music. And then we're going to find some good news for you. A little bit of an antidote. And the piece of music, good morning, very good morning. Been chatting this morning with Mary Lou. And she says, good day to everybody. Hope you all had a great weekend. And asked if we could please play No Matter What from Badfinger.
I will always be around. best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Janice said when she was just 5 years old, there was nothing happening at all. Every time she turned on the radio, there was nothing going down at all. Then one morning on a Detroit station, couldn't believe what she heard at all. She started shaking to that fine, fine music as her life was saved by rock and roll. She was just 5 years old. You know my parents be the death of us all. Two TV sets, two Cadillac cars. You know they ain't gonna help me at all. Not at all. Then one morning on a Detroit station, can't believe what she hears at all. She started dancing to that fine, fine music. Yeah, her life was saved by rock and roll.
There we go, that's rock and roll. That comes from Alice Cooper. sometimes also referred to as the Alice Cooper Group or the Alice Cooper Band, followed they formed back in Phoenix in Arizona. That was back in 1964. They're active from 64 going through to 1975, although they have done some reunions since then, I think 1999, 2010, 2011, 2015. Must have been short of cash in 2010, 2011. So anyway, there we go. That's following on there from Bad Finger and No Matter What, request for Mary Lou this morning. Okay, it is time for an antidote. All right, there is so much crap flying around the world at the moment. Put it in good plain English. Here's a heart warmer for you. The Family Court of Western Australia has approved a 7-year-old boy's request to formally adopt several teddy bears. As reported on news.com.au, after writing a heartfelt letter to the court, the young boy received an adorable response, complete with reference to the fictitious International Teddy Act of 1908. In the matter of Mr. Denham, Baby Denham, Brown Bear, Bamboo, Special Teddy Jr. and Tiny, the official court order reads, before a teddy in chambers. Application having been made under the International Teddy Act of 1908 for an adoption order in relation to a hug of teddies known as Mr. Denham, Baby Denham, Brown Bear, Bamboo, Special Teddy Jr. and Tiny, who reside in Western Australia. It is ordered that they be adopted by the boy to be treated lovingly as child and teddies. An image of the family court's order was shared on social media by the boy's uncle, Dr. Stephen Bright, in which he praised the court for their kindness. Not sure how many similar requests they get, but this seemed to go above and beyond. Thank you, he wrote. The post attracted dozens of responses, with one dubbing the gesture as an example of humanity at its best, while others shared their well wishes for the boy and his teddies. Sometimes it's good to start my day with a happy cry. Thank you for sharing, another said. They're lovely. I mean, teddies are special, aren't they? Do you know? Now, this is the goddamn truth. I remember getting my first teddy, and I was only 10 months old. I was taken to a police party. We lived in a place called Haywards Heath in Sussex in the United Kingdom. We were living at the police quarters there. My father was a policeman down in the area there. And I was taken to the Christmas party, which was a pub round the corner. And to God's truth, I remember getting that teddy bear. And I had that teddy bear for many, 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 many years. It was only when I came out here and some changes were made at the home in England, Streatham, where I used to live over there. And Teddy disappeared. But you know, as a kid, my father took me to a rubbish disposal plant where all the rubbish was tipped into this huge great machine, and there was a chute where the rubbish would come down, and I used to have nightmares that my teddy had gone into the rubbish, and the rubbish was sliding down this chute, and Teddy was trying to run up. But I can tell you what, as a kid, my poor teddy, it went through hell.
By the fire, your bestie says you want parties, so can we make these flames go higher? Talking about hey now, hey now, hey now, hey now, I go, ane, talking more fina, anane, talking more fina, ane. Start my truck, let's all jump in. Here we go together. Nice cool breeze and big palm trees. I tell you, life don't get no better. Talking about hey now.
Pop it low now, take it to the max now. Jam in this small jam way. Jam in this small jam way.
My bestie and your bestie dancing by the fire. Your bestie says you want parties, so can we make this place go higher? Talking about hey now, hey now, hey now, hey now. I go, I go, I need. Talking
make me patin and stop in a island banda. Swing those hips and back it up to me ragga. A chance for party ladies do the doggy doggy. I'm drumming island reggae, rapping blue, green and yellow. Me jumping and baby make a slow wine for me baby. Speakers pumping, people jumping. We drumming the island way.
Shout out to the good time crew all across the island sea. Grab your shoes, let me two by two, and then we shine it bright like diamonds. Talking about hey now,
hey now,
hey now,
hey now.
I go, Ani. Talking more fina, I'm Ani. Talking more fina, Ani.
Yeah, one trumpet from below now. Take it to the max now. Come in the small time way. Wind it.
Wind up, go down, wind up, go down. Twist your body back, back.
We go
left, left, we go right, right. Turn it around and forward.
Wind and go down again.
Wind up, go down, wind up, go down. Twist your body back, back.
Twist it back.
We go left, left, we go right, right. Turn it around and forward.
My bestie and your bestie dancing by the fire. Your bestie says you want parties, so can we make this place go higher? Talking about
hey now.
Ah, yes. Remember that one? Aiko Aiko. Featuring a small jam on that one from Justin Wellington.
Baby, let me be your love and teddy bear. Pull a chain around my neck and leave me anywhere. Let me be,
oh, let him be
your teddy bear. I don't wanna be a tiger, this tiger's way too rough. I don't wanna be a lion, 'cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. But I just wanna be your teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and leave me anywhere. Oh, let me be,
oh, let him be
your teddy bear. Baby, let me be around you every night. Run your fingers through my hair and cuddle me real tight. Let me be,
oh, let him be
your teddy bear. I don't wanna be a tiger, 'cause tigers play too rough. I don't wanna be a lion, 'cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. Just wanna be your teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and leave me anywhere. Oh, let me be,
oh, let him be
your teddy bear. Oh, let me be,
oh, let him be your teddy bear.
I just wanna be your.
I had to sneak that one in, didn't I, really? Elvis Presley there and Teddy Bear. If you are keeping an eye on the time, we're 7 minutes away from 8 o'clock. Top of the hour, we'll be taking a look at the local news, some of the stories in the local news anyway. Checking in with Ingrid and be having our everyday story of country folk with her, see what she's been up to over the weekend, how things are growing.
You know, you've got to make sure your things are growing all right, you know. Nothing worse than something that won't grow.
Alicia Keys. No one.
Together.
And that's it, Alicia Keys there, and no one. We'll just make our way up to the top of the hour. Time to squeeze one more in. And I tell you what, it's not going to be that one. It's this one. It's shorter. It's the Hollies and I'm Alive.
FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentra 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
It's not only you that gets stressed, you know, so does your car. Take it to relax and take care of itself at the best and cleanest car spa in Panama. Vale Motors in Clayton, Suite Danville, Saber. All car services in one place. Overhaul, bodywork, oil change, car wash, suspension, tyres and brakes. And I tell you what, go along and tell them and say, hey, Jerry D sent me. And they'll give you a safety checkup and a car wash. Don't forget, give them a call, Vale Motors, 6431-0419.
Vale Motors.
Absolutely. Time on the Breakfast Show, boys and girls, 30 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. Now, here's some good advice. Send money. Send money around the world. Excuse me. Send money around the world with our friends Western Union, visiting our agencies or through our online app. Now, you can even start on the app. Pay at one of your agencies, so you can get started on the app and then go along and pay. They've got all the details. Money transfers? Well, you know what? They work for you. Time to go back to the music. Now, you heard on our little news segment there that a new record, which is called On Repeat from Edward Jose, has been released, and he's promoting it right now. So I thought, well, let's have a listen, shall we?
tiempo y desperté buscándote en mi cama, pero no te encontré. Te busco y tú te alejas, dime qué vamos a hacer. Tú sabes que eres mía, pues clara que eres mía, bebé. Baby, yo quiero que sepa el mundo todo lo que yo quiero, que quiero estar contigo una noche sin freno. Si tú fueras una canción, yo te pondría en cada rincón. On repeat, on repeat. Te quiero hacer sentir todas esas cosas que nos dijimos, como ese día cuando tú y yo nos conocimos. Es que tú me haces bien, tenerte me hace bien. Por eso es que me gustas, baby, por eso tú me gustas. Sabes que quiero tus besos, tú me tienes adicto y yo quiero más de eso. Me gustas solo tú, ninguna como tú, porque tú eres única, la letra de mi música. Baby, yo quiero que sepa el mundo todo lo que yo quiero, que quiero estar contigo una noche sin freno. Si tú fueras una canción, yo te pondría en cada rincón. On repeat, on repeat. Baby, yo quiero que sepa el mundo todo lo que yo quiero, que quiero estar contigo una noche sin freno. Si tú fueras una canción, yo te pondría en cada rincón. On repeat, on repeat. Dame de tus besos que quiero tenerte. Sabes que contigo yo quiero perderme. Que se quede la culpa pero no las ganas. Yo no quiero algo de fin de semana. Yo quiero darte todos los minutos y si es tarde, no hay que pensar en horas. Contigo lo demás se ignora. Sabes que quiero tus besos, tú me tienes adicto y yo quiero más de eso. Me gustas solo tú, ninguna como tú, porque tú eres única, la letra de mi música. Baby, yo quiero que sepa el mundo todo lo que yo quiero, que quiero estar contigo una noche sin freno. Si tú fueras una canción, yo te pondría en cada rincón. On repeat, on repeat. Baby, yo quiero que sepa el mundo todo lo que yo quiero, que quiero estar contigo una noche sin freno. Si tú fueras una canción, yo te pondría en cada rincón. On repeat, on repeat.
And that is it. It was Jose then, on repeat. I quite like it. What about you lot? Not bad at all, really, is it? Time on the Breakfast Show, if you are keeping an eye on the time. We are just coming down to 18 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. We're going to take another piece of music. Then we'll see if we can find Ingrid, shall we? This is from the Psychedelic Furs. Heartbreak Beat.
Like love, like a so tall. And there's a perfect kiss somewhere out in the dark. But a kiss in the wind. And the world don't stop every time that you cry.
Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Gaz, how you doing? Well, we're coming live right at you from the beautiful Boquete. Oh, I had to have my little passport already when I wanted to pass that Cherokee border. I drove up and I was like, I have a cedula. I have a cedula. And he was so nice. He's like, yeah. And he read my name. And then he read the cook's name. And then he says, have a wonderful viaje. I was like, how'd he know we own on viaje? We looked like a couple of old girls going out on the town. Well, we are up here in Boquete. We have a beautiful hotel right on the river. What a sound during the night as we were driving up to Boquete. The ride is gorgeous. It's beautiful. You pass by this beautiful dam, and it's called the Tabasará River. And you go, and then there's also this waterfall, and just, oh my goodness, it was like a cornucopia for my eyes. I didn't know what to look at all the time. And I thought El Valle was green. This place is monstrously green. It's incredible. It's gorgeous. It is beautiful. I'm so excited. We're going to try and do a couple of things while we're here. First of all, I think we're going to do the take a tour of the bee farm, and then we're definitely going to be taking a tour of a coffee farm, because I got to have me some of that coffee Joe. Yes, I do. And there's a farmer's market, I believe, on Thursday or Tuesday morning, so we're going to hit that up as well. But what a glorious place. The birds, every kind of bird, they cut the fruit in half up here and they put it out so that the birds come around. So you see all kinds of beautiful birds and the songs that they sing. It's amazing. Oh, it's so beautiful. I can't wait. Today's going to be an adventure and I'm looking forward to it.
I can't tell you how much I, just sitting. We had lunch down by the river. And the chef, the cook, is so in love with figs. And they had an order of bacon-wrapped figs with a walnut inside. And I thought she was going to pass out right there at the restaurant floor. It was glorious to watch her enjoying that. Well, this is the week of the anniversary, okay? So we're going to party down and enjoy Boquete. Until then, back to you in the studio.
It's a beautiful day. I feel good. I feel right. I feel good. I feel right. No one's gonna stop me now. No one's gonna stop me now.
Y la alumbras, y esos ojitos miran a mí. Yo fiel tu avaricia con tantas caricias, sus labios malditos me hablan a mí.
Tu cuerpo en mi sábana, le he aprendido fuego. Se resume y tú eres mía, mía nada más, se lo digo todo el día, que ya no hay más mujeres como ella, que parecen estrellas, poquita ropa cuando hace calor, le gusta tomar cuando sale yo, que no daría yo por tocar tu piel, que no daría por ser tu bronceador,
hasta la mañana, na, 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 na. Siento tu llama, mamá.
Yeah.
veces por ti.
No puedo resistirlo.
Hasta la mañana, na, 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 na. Caigo en tu llama, mamá, mamá, mamá. Dame tu fuego que no puedo resistir.
No quiero, que, no, que.
Yo quiero bailar así, así pegaditos para decirte todo al oído. Porque te quiero sentir.
Te quiero sentir.
Yo quiero bailar así, así pegaditos.
In a row on The Breakfast Show.
La ley universal del poder de la locomoción no puede fallar en este momento.
Let's get started.
Moving, all the people moving.
Pequeños movimientos, movimientos en reacción. Una gota junto a otra de oleaje, luego mares, océanos. Nunca una ley fue tan simple y clara. Acción, reacción, repercusión. Murmullos se unen, forman gritos. Juntos somos evolución.
Moving, all the people moving.
De mamá tierra, cuna de la creación. Su palabra es nuestra palabra, su tejido es nuestra voz. Si en lo pequeño está la fuerza, si hacia lo simple anda la destreza. Volver al ori que no es retroceder, quitarse andar hacia el saber.
Moving, all the people moving.
One more day moviéndose. In the world, birdie come, whatever it is, what you want.
This is the life, life, best, best, under your feet. This is the life, life, best, best, under your feet.
This is moving, all the people moving.
This is called Moving from the Cacao, I think. If I pronounced it right. And that was preceded by Alvaro Soler and Mañana. And before that, it was a beautiful day. Something which Ingrid and the cook are obviously having in Boquete. We haven't been for ages, the good lady and myself. We've really got to go. So that might be something we'll do in our New Year break. We'll see. So, yeah, there we go. That was three in a row for you. And it's time for another little antidote. Yes. Good news. Now, we had one, didn't we? There was a nice one about the boy that was legally adopting his teddy bears, which I thought was really cute. A United States Coast Guard crew rescued a dog that had fallen overboard off the coast of North Carolina recently. They were conducting law enforcement missions in the area when they got a call about a vessel that had lost their dog, Myla. Now, according to a Facebook post, a short time later, the crew had noticed movement in the calm waters and soon realized that it was Myla swimming towards the boat. Spotting the dog was nothing short of miraculous, given the body of water is nearly 160 kilometres long and more than 40 kilometres wide in places, according to the Charlotte Observer. The crew hauled Milo on board, and after a quick inspection to ensure no injuries, the exhausted pup was given VIP treatment by the crew and reunited with its owner. We want to congratulate Milo on being a good girl and amazing doggy swimmer, the station said in the post. The video of the rescue has been viewed hundreds of thousands of times since it was posted on Facebook, with many praising both the crew and the dog for their efforts. Ah, altogether, hang on, I got one of these here. We better do one. That was a lovely story, wasn't it? Absolutely. Joy to the world. Oh, that's what we need, isn't it? We need joy to the world. Well, good luck with that one. Three Dog Night here on The Breakfast Show. Time-wise, we're 20 minutes, and that's before the hour. 9 o'clock, don't forget, I'll be with you right through till 10 this morning. And top of the hour, 9 o'clock. We'll be doing 9 o'clock, or you can take another look at the news. If you missed today, we've got it for you again at 9. And we will chat to Yasmin if she's back. She's gone off to an event in Amador, so she's gone off over there. She was thinking of not going because she thought it was going to rain. She said, it's not going to rain. So I said, no, it won't. Not until you get there. She's got her umbrella with her anyway. Harry Styles.
Things haven't been quite the same. There's a haze on the horizon, babe.
nothing really goes to plan. You stub your toe or break your can. I do everything I can to help you through. If you're feeling down, I just wanna make you happier, baby. Wish I was around, I just wanna make you happier, baby. We've been doing all this late night talking about anything you wanna till the morning. Now you're in my life.
It is called Late Night Talking from Harry Styles, who seems to be one of the top stars at the moment. Okay, time for another one. Take a deep breath. We're going to have another nice story. So much. Earlier on, there's so much crap about. The Australian parents of an 18-month-old girl say they'll never forget the gift of organ donation. When Riley was welcomed into the world, the newborn was whisked away for a barrage of tests after doctors had earlier discovered a cyst-like structure growing inside her abdomen. She was later diagnosed with biliary atresia, a rare condition that blocks bile ducts around the liver, and she had to undergo surgery at just 32 days old. Then at 18 months old, Riley battled her first bout of sepsis due to a deadly infection around her liver. And Riley was placed on the transplant list and a match was found 2 weeks later, but the surgery didn't go to plan. Her body was rejecting the new liver and she was placed on life support a few days later. "We're just devastated. We didn't know what would happen," Mum Catherine told Seven Life. "We knew she needed another liver to survive." In the meantime, Riley had to be stabilized. She was on kidney dialysis and the doctors and nurses were doing everything they could to keep her alive, Catherine told the Royal Children's Hospital Foundation. In desperation, Catherine and Bob both put their hands up to be live donors and Rob was a match. So preparations were made for him to go through with the extremely risky operation. But just before the surgery, they found out that they had another liver from a deceased donor. 2 months after the transplant, Riley was finally allowed home. "When you see her, you wouldn't know she was the beneficiary of not one, but two liver transplants," said Catherine. "Organ donors are absolute heroes. Every year on the anniversary of the transplant, the parents plan on honouring both donors with special thanks to the person who gave their daughter life." See, there we go, another beautiful story here on The Breakfast Show.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
fortune singer. You've been singing other songs, but I'll forgive you. They shoot horses, don't they, though? But I'm just not gonna quit. Dressed in McQueen and a VG stream, still right in the thick of it.
Shaking my-
stage, it's so cruel. The life of the party should be the death of me. I told her, you're the love of my night. I won't stop till you're the love of my life. I won't stop till you're the one that I'm taking home, one I've been waiting for. But all she wanna do is, all she wanna do is, all she wanna do is dance. All I wanna do is get. Got me in the palm of her hands. All I wanna touch is her nirvana. Feels like I've been waiting for forever and the night to get this chance. But all she wanna do is, all she wanna do is, all she wanna do is dance. All I wanna do is pull her close. Got me in the palm of her hands. She don't want this song to be over. Feels like I've been waiting for forever and the night to get this chance. All she wanna do is, all she wanna do is.
All I wanna do is get my nails done. Yeah, all I wanna do is spend a big fun. Twerk, twerk all night on your grandson. Little west side chick out of London. What? Top boy boo that be getting to the food. Need a G with some peas that be getting all the juice. Day night for my dudes. Got the lace with the glue. I'ma dance all night in my new jeans.
He told me, you're
forever and the night to get this chance.
Come get this dance, baby.
All she wanna do is, all she wanna do is dance. Got me in the palm of her hands. All I wanna touch is her nirvana. Feels like I've been waiting for forever and the night to get this chance.
Come get this dance.
But all she wanna do is, all she wanna do is.
Dance. Always have to finish it for him. Why can't he finish his own music, for heaven's sake? Before that was Robin Williams and Robbie Williams and Disco Symphony, coming off of his new album celebrating 25 years of his solo career. XXV, 25 in Roman numerals. We're about 7 minutes away from the top of the hour. And just taking a rummage, some of the info from Neil this morning. We've got a couple of firsts for you. If we go back to the year 1888, the first issue of National Geographic magazine was released at newsstands on this day. 1907, Marconi's company begins the first commercial transatlantic wireless service between Glace Bay, Nova Scotia, Canada, and Clifton in Ireland. 1917, the Radio Corporation of America, RCA, was formed on this day. And getting back to print, in 1933, Newsweek appeared for the first time at newsstands. The name was later changed to, well, it was News-Week, and it was changed to, they put it all into one word, Newsweek. So I guess it became a new word, something like that. Reverend Horton on The Breakfast Show. That's it. Oh, Reverend Horton Heat there, and the devil's chasing at me. Still to come on The Breakfast Show, plenty more music going right through till 10. Not sure if we'll be able to chat with Yasmin for our Born on This Day music. As I said, she's gone to an event in time. No, she's popping back, but probably after we've finished the show. But anyway, we've got the news for you coming up in just a few seconds.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Now that you've got your house in Panama, surely you're now dealing with how the weather, the high humidity and saltpeter affects your walls, your doors and outdoor fences. Well, that stops now with Intemperie, the fencing specialist. If you seek security, privacy and low-cost maintenance, you'll find all that in the various models offered and built in PVC and low-carbon steel. Intemperie has it all, from your typical picket fence, railings, semi-private and private fences. You can contact Intemperie, the fencing specialist, through WhatsApp at the number 62874042, or follow them on Instagram at Tiendas Intemperie. I tell you what, it's that time of the year again. And I'll tell you something else as well, you're allowed to go out. You are. And the British Ball is back. 2022, Saturday the 3rd of December at 7:30 p.m. Come and let your hair down. It's at the Hotel Miramar Intercontinental on Avenida Balboa. The prices, just the same as they were last time, $125 per ticket. They're on sale now. Tickets at BritishBallPanama.com or just pop along to the website, www.BritishBallPanama.com. There are only 250 tickets available. Oh, and I've got 10 of them. See you there. I tell you what, I shall be going, and just as well, I've still got some hair to let down, really. There we go. Yes, Christmas is not far away, is it? Let's see, what are we, the 17th of October, 2 months' time, be summer, another 10 days, be Christmas. Right, let me just remind you about this, because this is important if you need to send money around the world. The best way to do that, with our friends Western Union. Now, visit their agencies, or what you can do is go through their online app. In fact, you can actually just even start with the app and then pay at one of the agencies. Simple as that. That's great, isn't it? Money transfers. Guess what? They work for you. You're listening to The Breakfast Show on 89.3 Cool FM.
It's morning radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM. From the heart of Panama City in English.
Come and get your love, come and get your love, come and get your love.
together and we're easy gonna solve it.
Come and get your love.
Oh, there we go. Thank goodness. Real McCoy there. Yes, the real McCoy here on The Breakfast Show. Come and get your love. Let's say a very good morning to Christopher. Christopher Bowman, good morning to you, Christopher. Always good to hear from you here in the mornings. And you asked if we could play a piece of music. He does say, good morning, Jerry, Jerry D, Yasmin and listeners. And you asked if we could play Hell in the Bucket by Grateful Dead. Of course we can.
Yeah.
Oh, that's it. Brilliant. Grateful Dead there. Hell in a Bucket. Do you remember the other song? There's a hole in my bucket. My bucket, dear Liza. Never mind. Probably not. Oh, it's just the way the things I do.
You got a smile so bright. You know you could have been a candle. I'm holding you so tight. You know you could have been a handle. The way you swept me off my feet. You know you could have been a broom. And baby, it's just so sweet. You know you could have been some perfume. Well, you could have been anything you wanted to. The way you do the things you do. All right, the way you do the things you do. As pretty as you are, you know you could have been a flower. You could have looked for a minute. You know you could have been an outfit. The way you saw my love, you know you could have been a fool. And baby, you're so smart. You know you could have been a school. You make my life so rich. You know you could have been some money. And baby, you're so sweet. You know you could have been some money. Well, you could have been anything you wanted to. I can take it. The way you do the things you do. All right, the way you do the things you do. As pretty as you are. You know you could have been a flower.
Thank you.
You be faulty. The first of those two, The Way You Do, The Things You Do, and this one, The Killers, and Boy. We're exactly half past the hour of 9 o'clock on this morning's breakfast show. Some sad news. Well, we lost two people so close to the weekend, and starting with this, Noel Duggan, one of the founding members of the Irish folk band Clannad, has died. The group said it was heartbroken by the news, which shared on its Twitter account. The 73-year-old died suddenly in Donegal on Saturday evening, according to the tweet. Clannad was formed in 1970 in Gweedore, County Donegal, by siblings Claren Paul and Moya Brennan, and their uncle Noel and Padraig. Noel will be forever remembered for his outstanding guitar solos, his love of music, and his dedication to the band, the statement said from Clannad. Of course, Clannad's really their international breakthrough. That came when the band were asked to record the theme for an ITV miniseries called Harry's Game, set during the Troubles in Northern Ireland. The group successfully bridged traditional Celtic music and pop, and became the first band to sing in Irish on Top of the Pops, and that was in 1982. Beautiful, isn't it? That's the one. That is a theme from Harry's Game there, from Clannad. And another sad miss is actor Robbie Coltrane. Now, he played Hagrid in the Harry Potter films. He's passed away at the age of 72. He also appeared in ITV detective drama Cracker and the James Bond films GoldenEye and The World Is Not Enough. In a statement, his agent Belinda Wright confirmed that the actor had died in hospital near Falkirk in Scotland. She described Coltrane as a unique talent, adding his role as Hagrid brought joy to children and adults alike all over the world. For me personally, I shall remember him as an abidingly loyal client, as well as being a wonderful actor. He was forensically intelligent, brilliant, witty, and after 40 years of being proud to be called his agent, I shall miss him. He is survived by his sister, Annie Ray, his children, Spencer and Alice, of their mother, Rona Gemmell, and they would like to thank the medical staff at Forth Valley Royal Hospital in Larbert for their care and diplomacy. And they're just asking, please respect Robbie's family's privacy at this distressing time. All very sad, really, isn't it? What is scary is their age, which is really quite similar to somebody I know. Breakfast show time, 25 minutes before 10. This is Genesis. The title, Misunderstanding. There must be some There goes the Genesis and Misunderstanding. Alright, another bit of news in entertainment for this morning. The world's biggest boy band, BTS, will be abandoning their fandom army. Yes, the fans are going to be upset. This is to join the South Korean military for national service, their agents have said. The confirmation ends years of debate over whether the K-pop stars might be exempted from military duties. In South Korea, all able-bodied men aged 18 to 28 must serve about 2 years. The seven BTS members had been allowed to put off starting their military service until they turned 30. The oldest, Jin, is currently 29. He will begin preparations next month, the band's management revealed on Monday. All seven members of the group, the youngest of whom is 24, also plan on following through with their service, it said. South Korea remains retains compulsory military service, mainly because the country is still technically at war with its nuclear-armed neighbour, North Korea. The band had previously won a deferral when in 2020 South Korea's parliament passed a bill allowing the biggest K-pop stars to delay their duties until the age of 30. Now, the announcement by BTS comes just months after the band announced that they would be taking a break, with some members pursuing individual projects. The K-pop group have been the world's best-selling artist for the past 2 years, known for catchy upbeat hits like Dynamite and Butter. And they've also been praised for their advocacy on young people's mental health. Great. And good for them. They're going to go and do their military service there in South Korea.
It's the thought of being young when your heart's just like a drum, beating louder with nowhere to guard it. When it all seems like it's wrong, sing along to Elton John until that feeling we're just getting started.
When the night gets colder, got you falling behind. Just dream about that moment when you look yourself right in the eye. I gotta stay.
Cause it's not over till the summer's day.
No, they don't. They don't need permission to dance, but they do need permission not to go in the military. There we are. That's the BTS, and say good for them doing their military service. I know that probably wouldn't have much choice a little bit later on, but there we go. Next on the program, it's the Rolling Stones. Almost Hear You Sigh. Really?
I can almost hear you cry on every crowded street, all the places we would make. What'll I do without you? To say the life goes on. I'm feeling sorry for myself. Thank you.
tell you what, that's one of those tracks from the Rolling Stones. Doesn't get so much airplay, but it's an absolutely brilliant track. And it's Almost Hear You Sigh is what that is called. Time on The Breakfast Show, which is coming down to 11 and a half minutes before the hour of 10 o'clock. I'm going to be wrapping up in around about six and a half minutes at time. Found a track actually will probably take us to the end of this morning's programme. Comes from Mr. Lionel Richie. Love will find a way. That's what we need, isn't it? More love. All we need is love. I must play that incessantly. All we need is love.
Are you feeling down? Seems like it's passing by. Just believe that love will find a way. I see the tears you cry. I see the pain that's in your eyes. So many times you were so lonely, and no one seemed to care. If your hopes for your tomorrows are drowning in your sorrows, know your heart will show you the way.
Anyway, let's hope so. Love Will Find a Way, coming from Mr. Lionel Richie, and that is bringing us to the end of this morning's breakfast show on Monday morning. Actually, quite a pleasant start to the week for me. It's been rather nice just sitting here relaxed and playing the music. Yasmin just sent a photo. Well, she sent it a little bit earlier. Should they just arrive? So the time is 9:52. Now, Yasmin, remember, I told you, Yasmin was going off to an event which was being held there at Amador by the government, and it was to start at 8:30, and she dropped me a note at 9:33 saying, we're still waiting for the people from the government. She just dropped me a note that they have literally just arrived. Now, this is for 8:30. They have absolutely no respect whatsoever for people's time, do they? People's time is money, not just theirs. You know, if you're going to start at 8:30, start at 8:30, not at nearly 10 o'clock. That is just so disrespectful. I'm sorry. That's just not acceptable. So there we are, finishing on a bit of a rant there. But that's a big thanks, of course, do go to Yasmin this morning. She was here with us before she left to go off there at 8 o'clock this morning. Big thanks to Yasmin, all her work she does in the background, all our social media work, etc. So big thanks to her. Lovely to hear from Ingrid and Cook this morning. They're in Bocchetti, enjoying that. And it just sort of whetted my appetite because I haven't been to Bocchetti for so long. And I really must make an effort to say, might do that when we take our little break between Christmas and New Year. You never know. That's it. Big thanks to them. Big thanks to Neil, my co-producer over there in Windsor in the United Kingdom. Big thanks to him. And to the boys and girls of Group Regatta up there early in the morning getting us going, especially to Isaac. Good morning to you, Isaac, if you're listening. A big thank you. And also, let me see, of course, you. Yes, you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors. Thank you so very much for being with us here on 89.3 Cool FM. Don't forget, stay tuned. We've got Two Chat SOSE coming up with Gigi. So that won't be long. And also, let me see, there's something else. If you want to be fancy advertising with us or sponsoring us, then please do get in touch with us. You can WhatsApp us on 677-188-22, 677-188-22, or give Yasmin a call on 223-5162, 223-5162. She'll be happy to hear from you and help you out with whatever it is that you need. And please remember, I'll be back with you same time tomorrow, 6 o'clock in the morning. So whatever it is you're going to be doing between now and then, as I say, especially if you're behind the wheel of a car, please, and you're actually moving and you're not stuck in a pothole, please do it carefully. At 6 o'clock tomorrow morning, what do I want to be doing? I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. All right, so from me, Jerry D, till then, ta-ta. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show was brought to you thanks to Imprenta 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.